The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I was really surprised at how many people defended dating a friend's ex. If you go to my Instagram, people are like, there's nothing wrong with that. What's the deal? What?
Really?
Yes, automatic yes.
Not very good friends.
That happens.
It does happen, Anthony. It does happen.
I guess it depends on the circumstance. Because, like, if you were together during high school and you're way later in life, then, yeah, it's not that big a deal. But if they, like, just broke up, that's weird.
And please, I don't want all women of the female species to come at me. But guys, automatically tell me this. Women will get hurt and then hook up with a guy's friend just to get back at him.
That doesn't
happen. And unless, like, it's one of my close boys, if it's just a hot girl and I don't know you're with one of my homies, I'm gonna be like, oh, what's up? What's this hot chick so interested in me for? And not knowing that I'm just a pawn in her little scheme.
Yeah.
So keep your heads on the swivels, guys.
I don't know.
Don't act like that doesn't happen.
It does happen, but it happens with men too. Y'all men are the first ones to call. Are you okay, girl? Let me tell you about him. Let me tell you what he did.
Vince, who does that?
Vince Vaughn did it to Brad Pitt with Jennifer Aniston to get in her pants.
Damn,
happens every day. Happens every day to normal, everyday people.
Only busters do that kind of stuff.
Let's listen to today's episode now. Without giving too much information, my husband, DJ Automatic, and I were having a little moment, and he said to me, whispered in my ear, your butt is way tighter. And it made my day. I feel so good about life. Welcome to Thursday. It's Friday's Eve here on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
I'm just like a little butt fairy, just here to spread cheer. DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
I can't believe I just call myself a butt fairy.
Oh, yeah, well, dude. I like that you're the butt fairy.
Your wife found it funny.
So. I have no butt, and it is something that bothers me. And we've been working out again. We're back on it. Eating right? I don't know about that.
One of us is.
Okay, Automatic. Okay, I ate 5 Heath bars.
So what? Remember I told you about all those candy bars she bought?
Dude.
She ate them all by herself.
Well, apparently it's working, dog.
Yes!
You know? That's the secret, dude.
The Heath bars that cheated my tight butt.
Take that, J-Lo. Your water diet.
Lots of water.
Olive oil regimen. Yeah. Just smear Heath bar on me. It matters when your partner says little things like that. Now, is it the most, you know, loving thing? What? No. But he noticed something positive, and he said it to me. And immediately, I couldn't accept it. I'm like, oh, whatever. And he's like, no, for real.
There's beauty in, like, small attention to detail.
Thank
you know,
you,
and that's what it is. You know, you have the small behind, and he paying attention to it. That's how you make it. You live.
My butt is indented, okay? It's not.
You just say things when you're horny, though, too.
There it is.
It works. Okay. National Day, Anthony.
All right. We will start with National. I don't want to go to this first one. So we'll start with National Bomb Pop Day.
Love me a bomb pop.
Raspberry pops. My bad. I don't know why I said bomb pop.
Come on.
How do you
raspberry pops.
Maybe
guys.
He saw raspberry and it's so bad, he thought bomb pop and you just
guys,
said it.
You guys pigeonholed me for a weird transition because it's National Sons and Daughters Day, but we were talking about bums. So I didn't know what to do.
Well,
all right.
That's how we got our daughter.
There you go. But we'll wrap it up on National Presidential Joke Day.
Sounds all pretty good. Right.
That's easy. Do I want to joke about the FBI thing? No, it's not even funny. It's not even funny.
It's not?
Not really, no.
Well, you know what? We could do this then. I will give you one of my favorite jokes from a president, right? Because throughout history,
Anthony,
they've had some good ones. Barry O had some good ones, but none better than Sir Jimmy Carter when he said, my esteem in this country has gone up substantially. It's very nice to know when people wave at me, they now use all of their fingers.
Shout out former President Jimmy Carter.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Anthony A. matched with his friend's ex on Tinder. And, well, she matched with him. And he said, yeah, let's go. Or did you say, yeah, let's go?
Okay. Dana just spreading misinformed chisme all over the barrio. Here you go, dude. No, so me and old girl met on Bumble. She messaged me first and said, hey, actually, I met you before. I don't know if you remember, but...
I wasn't even Tinder. I'm on the wrong app.
You're on the wrong app, Dana.
So she said, I met you before. You're like, cool, let's
I couldn't recall. And then she was like, yeah, I met you. I was... took me remembering where I met her to be like, oh, you were with a guy. You were with one of my friends. So that's why she didn't want to bring it up.
So but, don't tell us if you move forward yet. Let's talk about the rules of dating friends, exes. Okay, before. First of all, you got to ask yourself, were you flirting with this person while they were in the relationship
were you flirting
with your
with
friend?
Her?
No, I didn't even recognize her or know her. I did not know
good,
her
good
where
answer.
I knew her.
So she must not be that hot.
No, she's pretty.
Anthony, I mean, Otto, God bless. You got me like...
Wait, I got blamed for remember your husband's bad thoughts.
Well, if she's really hot, you're going to remember.
I don't know, because that really upset me. Automatic, so if a woman's hot, that's the only way you remember her?
Yeah, automatic.
Kind of. Huh?
Okay, here's another question. Let's move on along from that. How long have you been friends with your friend?
Oh, man, over a year, right? I would say over... Oh, definitely
that's about
over,
2 years.
About 2 years, yeah, about 2 years. We've been.
Do
good.
You consider automatic that a long-term friendship for Anthony and his boy?
This particular situation, I would think he'd be overstepping a boundary.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay. And then finally, the next question is, has your friend moved past this relationship? Is he in a new relationship? Is he really over it?
I don't know all that stuff.
I don't think he's over
Y'all
it.
Y'all talk like that?
From his social media posts, I will say this. He's not over it.
Okay.
He still talks about
it. Here's the biggest thing that's stopping me from going forward with this. Is this guy has his profession. He works in a field where I could use his services. He's a mechanic, all right? And there's one thing
Anthony.
I'm not going to do is hook up with the mechanic's ex. Because I might need my mechanic friend, all right? I don't want him spiteful at me because I'm, you know.
So if you couldn't use him for something, you would hook up with her?
Yeah, dude.
Then she must be hot, like DJ Automatic said. I want to ask you both, has it happened to you? Has somebody that you're close to dated one of your exes?
Oh.
Anthony, obviously, just happened to you.
A few different times, bro. There's really? I only have four homies, Automatic included, who I would trust around my girls, and that's about it. And even this dude we're talking about, I'm pretty sure if he had the opportunity to slide on my ex, he would. So, yeah.
Yeah, she's fair game. You know what? Do it. For me, have I been in the situation where a friend is... I've had a friend ask me if they can date my ex, which I thought was weird.
Did you give him permission?
I was like, yeah, have at it. She's crazy.
Yeah, sign up for those problems yourself, my man.
Have I ever dated a friend's ex? No, but I've hooked up with a friend's ex.
Does your friend know automatically?
I have never brought it up.
Oh,
why?
Because why would I bring it up? They were far removed. It'd been years, like five, 6 years.
So you followed the rules?
I guess I followed the rules.
You didn't even know there were rules.
I didn't know there were rules.
You followed her to the bed is what you did.
I did. And then on top of that,
on top of her.
We're going to close it out now. Have you ever dated one of your friend's exes and do they know? Tap in with your thoughts. We're continuing the convo at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Remember when everybody was talking about the great resignation? Well, there is a survey out. Yeah, it's by Joblist. And it's telling us how many people regret quitting their jobs, but more importantly, why so many are quitting. In case you missed it, I'll share this survey and article with you. Three stories that you definitely need to know, DJ Automatic.
In case you missed it, Snapchat has introduced its first parental controls.
Yay! Yes, Snapchat, because that's where your kids are communicating. You think nobody's on Snapchat. They don't talk on the phone anymore. They rarely FaceTime. They all on a Snap.
So with the new parental controls, you're going to be able to see who your teen's talking to and who they've talked to over the past 7 days.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
You won't be able to read the actual conversations, though. And in order to have access to your kid's account, they're going to have to share their password with you.
Well, yeah, they're going to give it to me.
Yeah, if you paid the bill, you should be able to get
account. That's my account.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's going to be a lot of arguments, but you're just going to say, I won't pay for your phone, then you won't have Snapchat at all.
It's a simple argument with your child. You should get it if you're paying for the bills and you're the parent. But when it comes to possessive significant others, this is going to... Oh, come on, dude.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, you want to say on Snapchat? Well, let me see your account. Let me get into it. Oh, I could already hear that argument.
Well, you can track your kid on it, too.
You can track your significant other. You know, it's weird because as Automatic was reading the story, Anthony's face started contorting.
Yeah, I was like, no.
I
did too many Latinas. I know where this is going, dude. All right. In case you missed it, the vote is in, and America loves to grill chicken.
Yeah!
That's right, dude. New study reveals that 53% of Americans choose chicken over burgers, steaks, and hot dogs when it comes to grilling.
Chicken is very difficult to grill, though. If you don't get it right, it will be dry and hard.
I was going to say, it's difficult to do well, not difficult to cook.
You got it down now automatically.
It took me a long time to get chicken down.
We had a lot of dry ass chicken in our house.
Yeah. A lot of dry barbecue.
Oh, my God. I was like, it's okay, baby. It's all right.
That's love right there, dude. That is what that is.
All right, so in case you missed it, joblist.com just released a study. 26% of people who quit their job during the Great Resignation regret it. Additionally, 42% of people said their new gig didn't live up to expectations.
You don't say.
But listen, the worker has all the power. This is a sign that workers are looking for a better workplace culture and, more importantly, higher wages. That's why they keep quitting. People are like, nobody wants to work. No, nobody wants to work and put in 40, 50, 60 hours a week and still qualify for government assistance. That's what it is. Pay your employees. They'll be happy. They'll show up. They'll do a great job because they feel appreciated. And everybody wins.
Period.
No one should have to work three jobs to pay the rent. That's just all there is to it.
Thank you. You sound like Bernie Sanders, DJ Automatic.
Weekly wages for the average American worker are lower today than they were 49 years ago.
All right, so if you're thinking about quitting your job and you want me to share this with you, please add Dana Cortez on Instagram. Send me that direct message and I'll send you the link.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Kanye West taking a page out of the Pete Davidson book. Wait till you hear what he's up to. I got this story and more. Best Gossip Daily Dirt brought to you by Indeed.com. Anthony A., let's get it started with celebrity birthdays.
We got Viola Davis celebrating her birthday.
I love her!
We got Joe Rogan celebrating a birthday as well, too. Hulk Hogan and Chris Hemsworth celebrating his birthday.
One of my favorite shows is iCarly. I know, you see, remember to reboot. Everybody's excited. Sam and Cat. Jeanette McCurdy, who played Sam on both iCarly and Sam and Cat, is speaking out for the first time since quitting acting. Now, she just wrote a book called I'm Glad My Mom Died. Here she is on Good Morning America explaining the title.
I get that it's attention grabbing, but it's also something that I mean sincerely. I'm not saying it at all in a flippant way. Anybody who has experienced parental abuse understands this title. And I think anybody who has a sense of humor understands this title. I'm not so concerned with the opinions of anybody else because this book is not for them.
Inside the book, she reveals that Miranda Cosgrove, who played Carly, is her best friend, like a sister. She's like, we got through so much together. She said she was extremely jealous of Ariana Grande because Ariana got to go pursue, you know, a singing career, and they wouldn't let Jeanette McCurdy do anything besides the show on Nickelodeon. I understand what she's saying. Her family depended on her to work, and her mom put her through hell. So she said she was extremely sad about her passing, but at the same time relieved. That's a crazy feeling.
Well, it's time to turn the page.
All right, speaking of turning the page, let's talk about Ben Affleck and Jennifer Affleck. Yep, that's her name now. Sounds weird. J-Lo and Ben are moving into her house.
Yeah.
It's a $30 million home. They were looking for homes, though. And I think the reason is he probably was a little apprehensive to move into the mansion she once shared with Alex Rodriguez. That's what it is.
I mean, if you guys have seen this house, to get a better house than this is going to be really, really hard.
So beautiful, right?
I mean, it looks like a resort.
Shout out to him for being taken care of. Shout out to Ben. That's what's up, dude.
I know, and he's a successful person in his own right. And then we're going to wrap it up talking about Kanye West, Lil Uzi Vert, and a new guy on the scene. He's in the same vein as Frank Ocean and Giveon.
With a little indie twist.
Okay, yeah, for sure. Well, they all got matching tattoos. We are here forever, technically.
Yeah.
You think that means they got music coming? Kanye got a new song with these two out?
No, I think it sounds like a bunch of guys that are feeling themselves, and they're like, we made music that's going to last forever.
And then they probably want to feel it on each other. It's cool. It's all fluid. Kanye got to get one of them big old diamonds on his forehead like Lil Uzi used to do.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Ooh, Lil Caesar. Some big news coming from one of my favorite pizza spots in food news. It's hottest hashtags on your Thursday. The Dana Cortez Show is on. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A., a.k.a. Mr. To-Go Plate.
All right, so crime, murder, mass shootings have dominated headlines and social media. But according to a full crime data nationwide report, it reveals that shootings are down 4% this year compared to same time last year. Murders are down 3%. This is a small decline, but very welcome. Because right after the pandemic, we saw this huge... We're still in the pandemic, but you know, at the height of the pandemic, we saw an increase in crime. And I think it's because people were desperate. Like, there's no work. You know, you're going back and forth. You're just coming out of the house. And so any positive news is welcome news. I think everybody feels that way.
But it feels like it's more violent now with, like, the way social media goes now. If you're
that's
really
what
into
it is,
social media,
you're watching
it
constantly.
Oh, yeah.
It feels
like the world's on fire. Yeah. Like, guess what? If you don't look at your phone for a couple of minutes, the world's not on fire anymore.
Yeah, go say hi to your neighbor.
Mm.
Yeah. All right. Now in food news, Little Caesars has added a new pizza to its lineup, Pack topped with 100 pepperonis. It's called the Old World Fanciarini Pizza. The pepperoni has a smoky flavor, and when they bake it, it crisps up as it cooks, and it has cheese all over the crust. The Old World Fanciarini is available for a limited time for $9.99. I know how much Anthony A. loves pizza.
Pizza.
Dude, and I love Little Caesars, dude. I love Little Caesars.
Does it come with a coffin?
Why?
That's an artery clogger right there. You're like 100 pepperonis, and then you're putting cheese on top of cheese on top of bread?
It just sounds good.
God, gross.
I'm sure it's delicious.
I don't even like who I'm sitting next to anymore, Dan Cortez. I don't even know who this person is, dude. He lost like 12 pounds and now he's just this other person.
Bro, I ordered him a pizza last week. The large, he ate it all by himself. Don't listen to
this. Dude, I don't.
It was a thin crust.
No, I know. Okay, I know you don't really, you know, pay attention to my Instagram, but Little Caesars does retweet me and repost me and comments on my post. So I will tell Little Caesars that we need turkey, bacon, pepperoni for DJ Automatic.
Vegan cheese.
Yeah, dude.
Thank you. National Day, Anthony A.
All right, we'll start with National Presidential Joke Day.
We got a presidential joke.
They all write themselves, right? That's it right there. They
about
write
a million
themselves.
Of them.
And we'll wrap it up on National Sons and Daughters Day.
Aww.
So today's a good day to tell your sons and daughters or your non-binary children.
I think yes.
That's the correct term. Hey.
Tell them you love them today. Today's the day to do
we
it.
We are an equal opportunity
yes.
show right here. I want to say how much I love all three of my daughters. They're such great people. I am so proud of them. They're all successful. Ava Matic, even our little one.
Even her?
Yeah,
I like her both days.
Well, she's little. You know, she's not quite.
She's not little
anymore.
She's not
anymore. A woman, but she's not a woman.
No, she's definitely not.
But she's going to be a great woman, just like
damn,
her mother.
I want to shout out my mother's sons, mainly myself. Really just doing it, achieving some things in life. Mom, you've done a good job.
I'm going to have to say I'm my mom's best son.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
There's an artist. His name is Matthew Griffin, and he picked himself up a McMeal. He had a huge project that was due, and he was feeling a little hungry. So in the middle of devouring his delectable McDonald's meal, he grabbed a pickle, threw it on the ceiling, and now he's charging $6,275 for what he's calling pickle.
What the fuck?
Hold on, though. Hold on. He said he felt artistic inspiration while eating his hamburger. He tasted it without the pickle, and that's what inspired this beautiful piece of art.
So it's just dill art.
Yeah,
what, we have
what a dill. What a dill. Oh, an even bigger deal, you can get a cheeseburger for $1.69. Along
with
this.
The pickle.
With the pickle. Yes.
Oh,
congratulations, Mr. Man.
That was
Man.
A D-E-A-L. That was a bar right there, Dana. Nice, dude. What, sitting next to Wayne?
Yes.
All right, guys, we're going out to Ohio. An ex-court mediator has been arrested for sending some stinky business. Richard Steinle, he worked for the county court. He mailed letters to all 25 Republican state senators in July. In the envelopes, there was feces.
No!
They're not clear if it was human or animal.
Oh my gosh.
Gross nonetheless. But it is illegal to send poop in the mail. I didn't know this, but it is. So he has been arrested. And
if it wasn't illegal before, it should be illegal now.
Well, he's facing federal charges.
Good thing you told me that before this weekend. I'm not going to share my plans, but it's a good thing you told me that. The funny thing about this, though, is that somebody had to pack that. Somebody,
yeah,
you know.
He packed that. Did he wear gloves? Did it come from him? There's so many questions.
Oh, man. All right, dude. I love when we get petty inside of WTF. So let's keep it going. We're going to go to China, where a groom exposed his cheating bride's affair with a brother-in-law by playing their sexy time tape in front of the audience during their wedding.
No.
Did I get that right? This is a lot. It's a lot to unpack, dude.
Wait, so she was having an affair with her sister's husband?
With his sister's husband.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. Then, so he waited until the big day, and right after they finished their vows, he played the tape that he had.
Oh my God, dude.
I just want to know who paid for the wedding.
Oh!
I promise you, her parents are out of a lot of money, and her brother-in-law is about to get a big bill from a divorce attorney.
Oh, I hope they got a good deal.
Dill. D-I-L-L.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Earlier inside the Dana Cortez Show, DJ Automatic was breaking down the new Snapchat update, which will allow parents to have control over their child's Snapchat account. Whew. Wow, that got us talking about the weird, crazy rules
our parents gave us growing up. So we're going to break those down right now. That's what we do. Two dudes.
One studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show and DJ
Hold on. Before we go forward, I just want to let you know that my daughter has already called me and informed me that I will not be a part of her Snapchat account. I will be not. I won't be. And I was like, that's fine. I don't need to be a part of your Snapchat account because that's my phone. How are you going to be a part? How are you going to have Snapchat without a phone?
That is one of the things that stresses me out, you know, about not being a parent is looking at my parent friends and knowing that for a parent, a lecture, that can happen anytime, any part of the day.
I'm great at lectures.
Yeah, on-site lectures are something that happen no matter when, right?
I do them almost daily.
As a single man who lives by himself with my dog, there are very few lectures. I did have a lecture Metro allow me to open the sliding door all the way before you try running out. DJ Automatic, so your daughter threw a fit about the new Snapchat update, though, right? For people who may have missed the segment earlier, can you break it down for us a little bit in detail?
So basically, you won't be able to see their messages, but you'll be able to turn it on and off, and then also be able to see where they're at.
Okay, so there's a mom or a dad out there who's like, yo, my son or daughter's doing a little too much, or maybe not keeping up with grades. No more Snapchat for you.
Yeah, or like staying on Snapchat too late
at
night.
Boom, okay. Yeah. Also, crazy girlfriend, crazy boyfriend. Hey! Boom.
Anthony knew that right away.
Keep your head on a swivel, homies. Keep your head on a swivel.
It's coming.
It's coming. Oh, let me see your Snapchat login. Let me do that. I know you're not doing anything. No, you can keep your account, but it's okay. Let me log in. Ugh, gross. Nasty. I guess we have different priorities in our life, DJ Automatic.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to know that yours is worth that. So, it got us to talking.
I turned into your daughter. I was like, you will not have access to my Snapchat account.
Whatever.
DJ Automatic. What are some of the rules that you grew up with as you think your parents threw on you that were a little absurd or didn't fit you think?
I never got to sleep at anyone's house.
What?
My dad said, I'll come pick you up or I'll take you early in the morning. You're not staying at that person's house.
Damn.
And it was my entire life.
So you never once had a sleep?
I mean, of course I had like a couple, like I had one errands on the other side of the block for his birthday.
Do you want to have a bro down sleep
no,
over?
No, I don't want to sleep at your house.
I was asking if you wanted to. I'm not like nothing weird, but just if you want to make up for something.
What kind of rules did your mom have?
My mom, so there was a big street by where we grew up. Two lanes going each way. Makes sense. Four lanes
total.
It was a major
street, yeah.
Four lanes total. And my mom's big rule was never, ever, ever, ever cross that street.
Why?
Because of the cars and the traffic, dude. Don't die.
Well, she didn't think you were competent enough to cross the street? How old are you?
Well, me and Pedro, we were a little adventurous, all right, on our bikes. And she kind of knew. And I think that was a good rule. It was a busy street, dude. And I'll try another one. My mom made me sign a sports contract, which was obnoxious. That was dumb.
What was the sports contract?
It made me guarantee that I wouldn't get below a B in school, or else I'd have to sit out a game.
Oh.
Yeah, dude.
I would have never played. My parents were like, just pass. Yeah.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
I got to give props to the man, the groom in the WTF, that waited until after their I do's to expose his wife, because that really is a woman move. Women move like that, right? We're strategic.
Okay.
And men usually don't. They fly off the wall.
I love that we're giving WTF awards right now. Yes. Along with that guy, I would like to give a tip of the hat to the man running the projector screen at that wedding. Because he was in on it. He was in on it.
He
had to be. So the husband had to come and be like, hey, this is what's going to go down. He's like, sign me up, bro. I love that guy.
You're right.
Imagine being the parent at that wedding.
Oh, no. It had to be
like your proudest moment of your daughter, and then you're like, wait, what?
Oh, my God. The father paid all that money for the wedding just to find out his daughter's a slut.
Damn, dog.
All right. Here's more of the episode now. Or here's more of the podcast. You know what I mean.